The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Testing 1, 2, 3. There we are. All right. Thanks, Joey. Well, again, good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Biz Talk this morning. We're really happy you joined us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here today.
And we have a great program for you this morning. Our program is going to be talking about Launch Wisconsin, LLC. We have the brains behind that program. Mr. John Ernst is with us. And he brought his daughter, who is a millennial. So we're going to have a great program. We're going to be talking about a wonderful event occurring in October in Wisconsin, and it's going to be Wisconsin-wide. It's got national recognition. We're really pumped about this, so we're going to tell you all about it. First, we just want to tell you that this program, Biz Talk, is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter located here in Appleton. And if you're in business or looking for some guidance in growing your business or even just starting your business, check us out at foxcities.score.org for some free and confidential mentoring, and we'll tell you more about that too. So without any further delay, we're going to introduce our guest this morning. Good morning, John, and good morning, Addison. Welcome to Biz Talk.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having us, letting us be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Morning, Tony.
Good morning. Okay, now that all the buttons are pushed and the tongues are untied, we can get on with the program.
Right.
John, tell us a little bit about the concept of Launch Wisconsin and what it is. But before you do that, tell us a little bit about you. What is your bio? What drove you to this passionate goal?
Thanks a lot, Tony. You know, there's a connection between myself and the Launch Wisconsin business, the event, the entity itself. And I think that's true for a lot of startups, and maybe we'll talk more about that psychic connection later. But myself, the person, I've been here in the community for 48 years now. I just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And I've been an entrepreneur for all those years, really. That's the truth. I've had businesses as far back as my teens. I think I was selling vegetables out of my driveway when I was even preteen.
Sure.
Doesn't really count. But I went on and started a number of what I would say lifestyle or service kind of businesses here in the community. Served the Fox Valley, Fox Cities region for many, many years. And then I went on and I got into technology. When the Telecommunications Act came out, I got real interested in telco and technology and programming. So I became a software engineer.
Okay.
That led me into an entire chapter of my life that was really about venture-backed startup businesses. Okay. And lots of story there, but suffice to say that this is really a revolution now going on across the country and around the globe, is the startup community and the venture-backed business idea. I mean, think Facebook. That was a startup. And there are some very old startups. In fact, we have a very old startup at our event. Steve Case and America Online was a startup like 30 years ago.
You've got mail.
Exactly. I mean, I go out and I talk to folks in the community now, and they're, well, what's America Online? And I have to say it's AOL. And they go, depends on what age bracket.
Is that what it was? Yes, okay. Yeah.
So what did you drink when the moon was full that one night to get you fired up about Launch Wisconsin? What was that about?
Well, exactly. So this all comes together where I found myself in a venture center in Green Bay with other startup colleagues. And we live in a region right now that I say is hidden in plain sight. We've got so many brands here. There's so much talent. There's so much expertise in all the various categories that you could list. So we're sitting around in 2014. And so, you know, we've been around a while now, going into our third event, fourth year, because we had to plan for a year before we actually got anything to happen. And we're frustrated, Tony, to be quite honest about it. And I think even angry. We said, you know, like, mad as hell, right? And what are you going to do about it? And that was, where is the startup community? And we found ourselves traveling outside the region. You could pick a spot. It could be Madison, Milwaukee. They're close in. They've got community started there. Go to Chicago, that's only 2.5 hours away. Go to Minneapolis, 4.5 hours away.
And we lose an awful lot of entrepreneurs to Minneapolis area, and have in the past.
Well, that's what happens. You go outside the region, mm-hmm. and you become intoxicated with what's going on in a hub, and you go, well, this must be the place. This is where I'm going to stay.
We don't have this back home.
We don't have it here. And that's sort of the point. And we say, well, as entrepreneurs do, well, there's a problem. Let's see if we can fix that. So we said, all right, the first item to address here is really community. We're fragmented as a region, and our community really reflects and mirrors that geographic fragmentation or mm-hmm. provincialness. And we
that word provincial gets thrown around quite a bit in the Fox Valley because of the fact that we are, you know, each individual city has its own personality. And is that something that you've been trying to overcome, is that fragmentation?
Well, I'm glad you put it like that, Randy. I've come to learn something a little different.
Okay.
And it's intuitive that you say, how do we unify? How do we bring it together? And I think what I've learned is that if we did away with all these fragmented regions, whatever, however we did it, they disappeared,
mm-hmm.
that they would grow back exactly where they are, exactly in the land that they're on, exactly with the communities, because there's so much soul and DNA in these communities. Go, look no further than the high school football team.
True.
So bringing them together, the folks in Fond du Lac or Oshkosh have a very difficult time understanding and serving the business community or even citizens in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different, yet we're mm-hmm. so close. So what we've really gone about and said, well, launch Green Bay didn't make any sense for that reason. Launch Appleton didn't make any sense for that reason. Mm-hmm. So we went about it, launch Wisconsin. And the idea there is to really try and be available to the regions and invite them into an event, which is where we are now, launch mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
And this is your third event. So how's it grown? The first one was how big? The second one? The third one you're expecting?
Exactly. The first one was in 2015. We had 25 speakers from great brands, Harley-Davidson, Appvion, Kimberly-Clark, MillerCoors, et cetera. It was about a half-day event. We had about 500 people show up.
In Green Bay?
It was in Green Bay at Lambeau Field,
yep.
where it is still.
Yep.
And we thought, well, that's good enough. Let's do it again. So in 2016, we said, well, we got to ramp it up. So we had 150-plus speakers from 62 U.S. different cities come in and speak. We represented about 321 brands. We had about 1,000 people show up last year.
Two-day event?
One-day event.
One-day event.
Thanks for asking. This year.
A little feed there for you, John.
Uh-huh. I appreciate it. This year, it's a two-day event. We've got national recognition from Steve Case, Rise of the Rest. This is a program that travels the country and does a $100,000 investment
right.
in a startup competition. So we decided to go two-day event because we have so much other stuff to do on the subject than just do the program with Steve Case, Rise of the Rest.
And
so,
he only does it for how many?
Five cities.
He only picks five cities a year.
You have to compete fiercely for that. That's worth yeah. noting. And I want to say the credit isn't that Launch Wisconsin deserves the credit for having him come. It's mm-hmm. the community, because we engaged the community on this, and they were looking for that. So when they said they were coming and I said, hey, thanks so much for coming, they said, no, really, your community earned it.
You just brought visibility to what's here now.
Exactly.
And he saw that in an organized way, an event and all the participation. But where can this go, John?
Well, it's interesting you say that. It has to go to the next level. And what we say internally is we're only as good as our last event, and we have to sort of keep the fire burning. And all of us as a community have to come together to kind of participate in that.
I'd like to ask another question, and maybe this Addison can jump in here a little bit. But I'm an old guy. Randy and I were old guys. And you're like mid-old. You're still a youth. You're youth.
A little bit, yep.
But Addison is a millennial. And so people listening to the show are all age groups, and traditionally all these events are geared toward the older folks. But there's a whole wave of people coming up in the pipeline called millennials. Addison, what is you've been involved in this for a couple of years maybe, and what is your perspective as a millennial on Launch Wisconsin?
Well, you know, Tony, I would say that Launch Wisconsin has a lot to offer to the whole millennial group, and not only that, but a huge diversity of people, so of all ages, of all types, you know, I think it has a lot to offer. There's a lot of speakers. There's tons of places to go and speakers to listen to that, you can get involved with all these people in ways that you wouldn't even imagine and learn so many things from, you know, like they said, there's people coming from all over the U.S. You know, Rise of the Rest got involved, which is a huge thing this year. And I think as it's growing, we need to bring in a younger group so that they can see, you know, I'm in a place where I don't know where I'm even going. And so to come in and have this experience to learn from all these other people, it's like, oh, well, maybe I could do this. Maybe I could start my own business, or maybe I could get involved with all these other people that have their own businesses already.
Edison, and then during the program itself, are there specific times where you are doing networking like that with other entrepreneurs? Is that part of the program?
Absolutely, yep. So last year we had surveys. A lot of us younger volunteers got involved with the surveys and had to go around and talk to a lot of people. And so while doing that, you have to make conversation mm-hmm. while they're taking the surveys on the tablet, if you know what I'm saying. And mm-hmm. so
We take it on paper, but you know,
right, exactly. So we had tablets that we had to go around with. And so in this process, you have to talk to these people that you're interacting with. Mm-hmm. And in that way, what are you doing? What are you doing here? How'd you get here? You know, obviously my story is a lot different from theirs because I am younger and I'm, excuse me, here for learning, and they're in it. They're doing it.
But the one good thing is that you do find out that there are fellow sufferers out there. You're not the only person in that box. There are a lot of other people
Absolutely. With
similar problems that can help you.
Absolutely. Yep. I bring some of my friends in that are actually the same age as I am, and they come back. They're coming back this year. It's awesome. You go and you realize how much there really is to offer.
Mm-hmm. One of the benefits, I think, of attending an event like this is the cross-section of age groups and expertise and specialties, is when we're in business, we're not dealing with just the millennials or just the older folks or the mid-age group. We have to be tuned into everybody. And to go here and find out what's going on, what people are thinking, the new technologies available, all those exciting things that can help your business grow, and for folks like you, Edison, deciding, where do I want to go with my career?
Right.
A lot of people could go, your age, could go to that event on Launch Wisconsin. They could walk away with some really great ideas about what direction you want to go in.
Well, absolutely. And I think another thing is that a lot of people can walk away with mentors that they have. So I've found a lot of people that I can probably call my mentors now. I mean, obviously my dad would be one of those people. But now that I've been around all these other people, each person in each age group, and they all have something different to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has something different to teach. Whether you're young or old, it's not just, I don't want to say old, but
oh, that's
matured.
Quite all right. I've been called that before. It's
Steve,
not unusual.
How old is Steve Case? How old do you think Steve Case is?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I'll say he's pushing
50s, 60s.
Oh no, I think he's pushing 70.
Mm-hmm. Pushing 70.
Wow.
He's not slowing down, is he?
I think that's the truth. He looks younger, I think, than what he actually is.
Okay. So there's no limit to entrepreneurism, no age limit to entrepreneurism.
Just a real quick question to finish this portion up, but when is this program and how do I register or how do I find out about it?
So I'll take that one.
Go for it.
Yeah. So we're taking registrations online at launchwisconsin.com. It's a two-day event. Early bird registration now, $145 for both days. It is a powerful 2 days. I'll just plug what Edison was bringing forward. There's no other day or two-day window in which you'll get to interact with this kind of group of people. It would be literally impossible to set meetings, even if you knew them. Mm-hmm. I have the same problem. Okay. I'm able to see 5, 6, maybe in my case, 100 CEOs in a day, have a great conversation with 5 or 6 of them, mm-hmm. and you couldn't schedule that.
Right. So that's going to be on October the 17th and 18th at Green Bay at the Lambeau Field.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out some phone numbers, continue our conversation with John and Addison, and you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Haling CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with John Ernst, who is the President Executive Director of Launch Wisconsin LLC, and his daughter Addison, who is a millennial. She's been working with her dad for 2 years on this program. She's involved in it, and she's giving us a great perspective this morning. If you'd like to call us with a question, call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150 outside Appleton. The number would be 866-887-1150. Before we get back to our guests, we just want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. What is SCORE? SCORE is a national organization. It has about 350 chapters around the country. We are one of those. We've been here for 42 years in the Fox Cities, and we are housed in the Fox Cities Chamber Building. They're a great landlord, and we serve an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac with 55 on-fire volunteer experts in various areas of business, including marketing, legal, accounting, IT, HR, banking, cash flow. If you have a question about your business, how to grow it, if you're looking to start a business, you don't have any idea where to go, how to get started, what do you consider, check us out at foxcities.score.org. We offer free and confidential mentoring for the life of your business, not just for the first one or two meetings, but if you have questions and the conversations migrate from accounting to marketing, we bring in another expert who has experience in marketing. We will guide you and be your sounding board. So check us out at foxcities.score.org. John, we were talking in the first segment about Launch Wisconsin and your background and the tremendous impact you've had. And this is your third event, and it's 2 days now. You're hoping for 2,000 people. But what sort of exposure? Can you give us a flavor for what sort of national exposure that you're bringing in? People are coming here from all over.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We ourselves are also amazed at what has happened in what is really a short period of time if you look at what's happened behind us. And again, we think that that's the hard work of many people working in this category and this subject for many, many years. We just happen to have a flashlight that we get to shine down on really what's going on today. So an example of being recognized locally or by visitors and guests is being recognized by who's on stage. Who's coming in to speak? Who's taking an interest to fly in? We've got a couple of private jets coming in. So, for example, Steve Case is going to, come in on his transportation and do his program that we've been talking about. So that's significant. We've also signed president of Microsoft. Mm. I'll give you a second to just take that in.
Yeah, the Microsoft.
Right.
Yeah.
Major brand.
Yep.
Major brand. And I believe that Microsoft is getting more and more invested in the region. There's a tie-in there. It's not just an irrelevant stop. So that's going to be wonderful to have Brad Smith on stage talking around this subject, how Microsoft fits into it. BMO Harris. We see BMO Harris around, but we've got the CIO from Chicago, Deepa Soni. She is coming to speak on stage as well and participate in both days. Okay. The Centrifuge. People don't know what that is. They're going to learn what that is. That is the entrepreneur startup hub in Cincinnati.
Okay.
This is significant because they have achieved a lot of things here in the Midwest that's hard to do. Their leader and CEO, Wendy Lay, and Sarah Anderson, their fund manager, they've been able to organize 30 big co's to work, engage with startups.
A big co is a big corporation.
Thank you. Exactly. That is shorthand. I lose track of the jargon.
No.
Okay.
And they've got $60 million that they put into a corporate syndicate fund. So they're going to come in and talk about how that all happened, and that's great exposure for us.
Is that fund used to fund businesses then in their region?
It is actually used to invest in other funds. Okay. So it's a fund of
a source
it
of
goes
money.
To fund other funds. And the way why that matters is because that ends up building exposure and network with the entire nation. Mm-hmm. For instance, I believe Wendy has a seat on the board at TechStars. TechStars is one of the most premium accelerators on the planet today.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible visibility for the city of Cincinnati and the state of Ohio. It's tremendous. So having them come in and talk to us about how they are went about doing that, and among a number of other things, you know, there are alliances that will have to occur in the Midwest. Bringing in people like that are only going to help us move this forward.
Absolutely. Great. It's going to be infectious.
There's even more, but maybe we don't have time.
Yeah, we're at a break right now, but we'll get to the more right after the break, John.
Perfect.
This is great information. I hope everybody's getting fired up about Launch Wisconsin for Wisconsin's sake. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night.
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
We're going to continue our conversation with John and Addison. Just a moment. We want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In the last segment, I described the free and confidential mentoring available to entrepreneurs. But we also do, in our SCORE chapter, we work on seminars, too. So, Randy, what do we have coming up on our calendar for seminars?
Right, Tony. We got a couple of good programs coming up in September. The first one is going to be on the 12th of September. It's entitled Introduction to Financial Statements. That might not sound very exciting, but for people who are starting businesses, it is a very, very important area so that you understand what those financial statements mean, what they're all about, and how they affect your business plan and how you're working with it. We're going to have an expert presenter there. It's going to be Terry Pinch. He's also a SCORE mentor, but he's been in the business working with financials for over 30 years and has the kind of experience that can help you grow your business. As I said, it's going to be on the 12th of September. It'll be from 6 until 8 in the evening. It's going to be at the Fox Cities Chamber in the lower area there. The cost for that one is $25. And to register, again, just simply go out to foxcities.score.org and look at the local seminars. The other program is coming up is going to be down in the Fond du Lac area. As you mentioned, our area extends all the way down to the area of Green Lake, Marquette, Washera counties. And we're going to be bringing those counties together for an entrepreneurship meeting, which will include a roundtable of some of the group down there, including the city manager from Fond du Lac. We're also going to have Bob Weller from the Tri-County Economic Development Group. We'll have the Vice President of Business Development from Horicon Bank. Each one talking about the different things going on in that southern part of our listening area. And so, again, if you're in that area, you would like to find out more about what's available to you through SCORE and through each of these various organizations, it's an excellent program. It's starting, it'll be on September the 18th. It starts registration at 7:15 in the morning with continental breakfast and runs through until 9 o'clock. And we'll be going over a lot of the opportunities for that area for those of you who are interested in starting a business. That particular program is going to be free, but we would again ask that you register at foxcities.score.org. Also, check out the website on a regular basis. There are a lot of programs that are on there as far as webinars and other programs that will help you get your business started.
Thanks, Randy. There's one other event that we collaborate. We do collaboration with the Venture Center. SCORE and the Venture Center collaborate on things. And they're putting on a Veterans Business Roadshow campus tour on September 19th, 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 p.m. at Fox Valley Technical College. If you're a veteran and you're looking to start a business or want to grow your business, there'll be some workshops there. They have representatives coming from SBA. Amy Peach at the Venture Center is going to be doing some presentations. Saul Newton, Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, Dan Zimmerman, Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. So all of that going on for veterans, September 19, 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock. Contact the Bordini Center to register or call them at 735-5709, 735-5709. We're going to get back to John and Addison now, and we want to hear a little bit more, John, about some of the things that are going on. What we've heard so far in the program is that guys like Steve Case, the president of Microsoft, they're coming to this event, but they're coming because they must see some potential in this region to make investments. It's not just the event itself, Launch Wisconsin, but they see beyond just that event. And I think it has to do with a lot of millennial influence as well. Would you like, maybe Addison, you want to take a quick swing at that and then turn it over to your dad?
Yeah, you know, I'll even tear up with a thought here. I saw the look in her eye.
Like what?
I think it's a mystery on how to start a business here for young folks, for millennials, yeah, and for all of us. I think it's a mystery on who to talk to, how to get it started. Addison, what are your thoughts on that?
I think talking from, you know, my own experiences, even one of me, myself and one of my closest friends that I've lived with, that lifelong friend. We've had tons of ideas on different businesses we'd like to start. So yeah, of course there's the idea, but then there's, how do I even start that? Where do I even begin? And that's the whole mystery there. And that's where it stops. Okay, I have the idea. All right, well, I don't know where else to go now. So never mind, you know, won't work. I think this whole opportunity and this whole event kind of brings those ideas for, like we say, younger people, millennials, to come in, maybe share their ideas. Is this something that's even possible? Talk to these other folks who have done it already, like I was saying before. Where do I start, you know? And it's just really, like I was saying before, gives you an opportunity to talk to people who have been through it, are going through it. There are some people who are there with startups. Like we said, there's a startup competition prize or investment that they have. And being able to talk to those people from all different perspectives of this question, how do I start a business?
So I have a may I jump in?
Go.
And feed this a little bit. I love that you're here, Addison, because what I'm recognizing is, what are even the questions to ask?
Right. We don't know.
Right.
I have an idea, but it's not the full business.
Right.
It's just a germ of an idea that might work in the world. How do I be careful? How do I not make a painful mistake? How do I take a first step?
Right.
The who, what, why. Is that true for you?
Absolutely, yep. I think that, you know, you're right. It does stop at, I have an idea, and then the next part is, okay, well, what have you planned out? What do you have? You know, they want you to have a plan. It's like, I don't have one. How do I even get to the plan of, all right, I have an idea for a business, and now I got a plan for a business, and where does this all, how does it sprout out?
How do I apply it?
How do I make it work?
And Launch Wisconsin is bringing a lot of resources that can help answer that question.
Absolutely.
If the young entrepreneur is willing to go there and talk to people.
Right, and that's another battle, is getting that age to come to the event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is an amazing opportunity. I mean, we have some people from, you know, from me in high school. There's people coming from me in high school. I think there should be people coming from colleges. If you're not in college, like me, I'm not in college right now, but I still have tons to learn from this event. So if we can get more people from that age and from those environments, so to say, that would be even better.
Yeah, and the other thing
is,
of course,
if you have a question, I'd like to give out the phone number, and you come back here. But the number here is 281-1150 if you'd like to call in and ask Addison or John a question about this event or what you might learn from this event. 281-1150, or if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150.
Yeah. The only other thing I was going to say is that this gives you the opportunity to realize that there are all of these assets, all of these things for you, that most people, even, and I don't want to just say the millennials, but most people starting businesses don't realize. Just take a look at the people who are attending or people who are involved on your website. You have a huge list of people,
right?
How those can affect, and how do you feel that can add something more to the ideas that people have at getting started?
You know, I think it even just gives it a sense of, oh, okay, so these things aren't impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it feels. When you're starting these things, there's no way I can do this. This is impossible, and it's not. And that's what this event gives you a chance, to see, okay, there's tons of people in this area in Wisconsin that are doing this, have done it, are in the process.
John, we've been talking, and Addison's been doing a great job of representing the millennial startup perspective, and that's so critically important for the nation's future and job creation. And we need that energy to change existing corporations, too, to evolve. But what does this event mean for a company like that's been here for 50 years and they've got 500 employees or they got 1,000 employees or 20? What can they get out of Launch Wisconsin?
Great intersection. I'm going to divert and come back, but stay on corporation. So let's take what Addison's been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She will do like many entrepreneurs do, drive down the 41 corridor, stare into the mirrored glass buildings, dream about the executive on the other side of that door or window. Which one in there will talk to me, mentor me, give my idea more than 10 minutes? If I get one meeting, who will stick to me? Will I get two meetings? Am I going to be seen as trying to sell something that's not yet real? What's the conversation I need to have? Anyway, this goes on and on and on. We've been with some executives on the inside of those buildings. In fact, many of them now. And one particular testimonial was, I stand in my office and look out the window at the 41 corridor, and I wonder which talented person is driving down the road that has the innovation I need in my business to stay alive in my market.
So how would they find each other, Jack?
Exactly. That's true. I did not make that up. That is an honest, true story. It really was a big mirrored glass building in our region here. So this brings forward. What does a corporation have to gain from engaging with startups? We actually, there's a lot of material on the subject. We'll just say this. Of the 500 Fortune or global brands out there, over 300 of them now have a corporate startup engagement strategy in play. We know the five objectives that they're after, why they do this. They're looking for innovation. They're looking for culture. They're looking for new markets. They're looking to expose a platform, or they're looking to solve problems internally. And the startup community has not the in totality the whole solution, but it is a tactic, right? So in our region, we hear about talent, a gap, and how do we attract and retain talent here? One of the things that we've come to know isn't just we think it, we know it. It's true. You can look to other regions. Is a thriving startup and entrepreneurial community draws in talent in ways that make of great benefit and use to corporations. Well, not all startup endeavors work out. I've got to go get a job maybe for a while. Maybe my idea or company is acquired or purchased by one of these powerful nameplate brands that we have here. So what we try and do, just like you spoke to, you know, the age, the segregation of ages, which is what I call it. We've got folks like myself and Tony, you and Randy and others that we know, probably a lot of them in the SCORE community. Our veterans, they've got a lot to share. We've got the young people, like even if they're not young in age, young in business, like Addison and others. And there is a rich meal that we are trying to provoke occur and eliminate the separation of ages.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true for corporations and startups and entrepreneurs. There's a separation here in our region that other thriving entrepreneurial and startup communities are starting to figure out or have entirely figured out how to bridge. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does, John. And at your event on the 17th and 18th in October at Lambeau Field from 9 to 11 on those two mornings, you have carved out a mentor collision segment. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because we're talking about Addison going to find somebody to inspire her. How do I do this? How do I do that? Explain that mentor collision segment on those 2 days.
Absolutely. So the mentor collision is a couple of hours that we've set aside. The times exactly will be posted on our website in the days to come. We're still working out the exact time frame. But for a few hours each day, we're going to set up, we're going to try and put together a collision of 30-plus mentors. From various markets, various industries, various disciplines, a diverse and inclusive panel of mentors where entrepreneurs or not entrepreneurs, an individual, we'll say, can come and sit down and be able to understand there's a table with another individual at it, a mentor, and they are in retail and brand. They have retail brand background. They have fintech background. They have health and wellness background. They have software background. They have procurement or a supply chain background. They have et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I can sit down and I can really get into a dialogue that might fill a few of the – eliminate some of the mystery and intrigue in where I'm trying to go with my dream. Because I think that's what we're talking about here, is we're talking about realizing on dreams. And I don't care if you're an executive, a CEO running a major brand, you've got a dream of returning value to your shareholders or your founders, or if you're someone on the outside driving down the corridor, you've got a dream to see and build or create the change in the world that's unique to you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great opportunity for connection and to get the mentoring and find resources and build relationships that extend far beyond just the 17th and 18th of October. And I'm really happy to, you know, say that you've invited SCORE to collaborate in that mentor collision event, and we already have six or seven mentors signed up to join us those 2 days, and we hope to get more from our chapter. But they bring that expertise you were referring to. They may be retired and they may not be retired, but they bring the expertise.
I'd like to say something on this. I'm going to go out on a limb here, hopefully, cross a line. I happen to know some of the SCORE participants, mentors, and there's an incredible body of knowledge in these individuals that absolutely applies to startup, fast growth, venture-backed community. And it's like many things in our region, maybe this is even nationwide, hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, we are one of the best kept secrets in the area right now, but we're getting people to figure it out.
So this is the folly of the whole thing.
Right.
Here you've got Addison and others going, gosh, I don't know, where can I go, who should I ask? And then we've got these hidden in plain sight experts, subject matter experts. Gosh, I wonder who's got a question for me.
Isn't there something? The ships are passing in the night.
And they're both having dinner
all over the place.
At the Tempest Cafe, or having coffee at the Tempest Cafe up the street here, you know, or wherever. They're in the same room, in the same restaurant, in the same community.
Well, you have a situation like Tony and I sitting here in this room. Between the two of us, we have over 70 years of business experience. That's just two of us out of 54. So yeah, I can blow my own horn for SCORE too. It's a fantastic asset for people.
And I want to jump in on this. You know, so some of these legacy tools, resources, are seen through the lens of, well, if I'm going to be a person who builds or writes a business plan, then that's where I'm going to go. And I'll say this, you know, startup community, we're not writing business plans there. We're not doing that anymore. It's totally different. It's about getting into it in a lean, fast way, validating something, getting into a minimal viable product. There's all kinds of other acronyms, three-letter and four-letter acronyms that are used to get to, I got an opportunity here.
Right.
Let's jump on it.
And let's get going. And ever more a place to need mentors.
That's exactly right.
Without a plan.
And with that, we have to take our last break, but we're going to come back, wrap up the program, and we're really looking forward to both of you sharing your biz tips with us. And you're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's that time of year in Wisconsin. Time to get outside and make life happen. That new boat. Cruising that motorcycle. Four-wheeling, RVing, and camping. Yep, all the toys. And the truck you need to tow them. Fox gets it. You work hard to enjoy life and afford the things you want. It's why you work. And it's why Fox works. Fox Communities Credit Union helps you make life happen. With boat loans, motorcycle loans, truck and auto loans, and more. All with great low rates and bi-weekly payment options to save you money. Come to Fox and get the loan rate, the monthly payment, and the summer toy you've got your heart set on. Visit foxcu.org or one of our 22 Fox locations throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Fox Communities Credit Union, helping you make life happen.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Okay, we're going to finish up the show with our last segment right here. You've been listening to Biz Talk. We've been talking with John Ernst, the President, Executive Director of Launch Wisconsin LLC, and his lovely daughter, Addison, who's a thriving entrepreneur just like her dad. And we're getting both perspectives from a young group, a middle-aged group, and then Randy and I kick in the old stuff. But it's going to be a great event at Launch Wisconsin. It's for everybody. It's for the whole state of Wisconsin. It's drawing a whole bunch of interest. I just want to say a quick word to our sponsors for BizTalk who bring you this program each weekend. We couldn't do it without them. And we want to thank them for their support. Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC. We also want to thank Candeo Creative in Oshkosh who built and help us maintain our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to go back and listen to this program or any of the other programs, we've been archiving for 5 years now, five plus years. You can go to biztalkwithscore.com. And we want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business or you're thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you're going to gain some insights in what's going on into this East Central Wisconsin business community that will help you grow and be more successful. So we're wrapping up our program, John and Addison. And we wanted to kind of maybe have some wrap-up thoughts and so on. John, one thought might be people have been listening to the program. Do you have any success stories or anybody who's attended an event in the last couple of years and ran with it? And, it really buoyed their company. It helped them connect better.
I can think of two stories. One story is that of a commercial lender. Okay. And you would think, well, how could a commercial lender get value out of this was just touching on your corporate side, corporate question. Mm-hmm. What value would a corporation get out of it? This particular individual came a couple of months later into a follow-up with me and said, you know, I've got four, maybe more leads, maybe, you know, a couple of them I've followed up on, and they're turning into conversations that mm-hmm. I think might lead somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was actually surprised and delighted that that happened for him. So now that relationship has, we got a long lasting relationship with that individual and he's completely convinced of the value mm-hmm. as a commercial. And if I can convince a commercial lender at a bank.
Yeah, they're half dead anyway.
Yeah. To be.
Sorry. I was one for 30 years.
And, you know, I point out Nicolet Bank, this is worth mentioning.
Sure.
They're fifth.
A great bank.
Yeah. Pardon?
They're a great bank.
They're a great bank. Bob Atwell, yes. Mike Daniels, yes. Jeff Gons over there.
Yep.
They are our premier sponsor, but only because they get it. They weren't, you know, we didn't force them. And anyways, the point here is that their fifth tenet is be entrepreneurial internally.
Perfect.
So that's the connection here. So the other one is a young man who's got a startup who met G-Beta and met Generator and now is in that program and now he's working with us and he completely had no idea how to talk to those people.
Great.
Okay. Wow, that's two successes. It's just the ones you know about.
Many more like that.
Okay, well, with that, we're at that point in time where I get to ask the question as far as for your biz tips. So real quickly, can you tell me a quick tip to the people out there?
I think the tip is it. If you're going to come to Launch Wisconsin, of course you are, come to Launch Wisconsin. And then anywhere else you go when you network, come to the event with three first and last names of who it is you want to be referred to and the brand or company or individual business that you want to talk to.
Perfect.
When someone says, how can I help you? That's the way to do it.
Perfect. Addison, your turn, kid.
You know, I think that's a great point there. John made it on the dot. So We're good.
What he said.
What he said.
Put questions on it, and away we go.
If you're a millennial and this is kind of intimidating, forget the intimidation. Just go for it.
Yep, just try
it. Just go for it.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great value.
Absolutely.
Addison's going to be there to show you how to do it.
That's
absolutely
right.
Thanks for coming in, guys. It was a great program. It was great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And good luck with the event, John.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for listening this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.